While there may be a range of supports available for people with mental health issues, they're not suitable for everyone, particularly Australians with an intellectual disability. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with the University of New South Wales Chair of Intellectual Disability Mental Health, Professor Julian Troller, about MySigns, a new website to support this sector. He starts by explaining how the project started.
People with intellectual disability have experienced very high rates of mental ill health, but struggle to get the mental health help they need. We developed MySigns because we felt that communication between people with intellectual disability who couldn't readily express themselves verbally could be improved when they seek help from mental health clinicians.
In your experience, what are some of the barriers people with intellectual disability face when experiencing mental health issues?
There are lots of different barriers. Some of these relate to the person themselves. A person with intellectual disability may not know how to seek help because a lot of our public health messaging and know-how about how to navigate mental health services isn't accessible to people with intellectual disability who may not be able to read information or understand it. So sometimes a person themselves may not be familiar with mental health issues and so may not recognise their own need for help. We also know that service systems and professionals who help people with intellectual disability with mental health problems may not know how to do that well. And so they may not be able to make their practices accessible. They may not know how to make their consultations accessible to people with intellectual disability. And so we feel that there's a lot to be done to improve that accessibility. We also know that our inpatient units and places that treat acute mental health issues are not very well set up for the needs of people with intellectual disability. And many places at this stage don't readily adapt what we call reasonable adjustments in everyday practice to make the services appropriate to people with intellectual disability.
Now, you were mentioning that this website is not only helping people with an intellectual disability, but it's also helping carers and clinicians. Could you please expand a little bit more on how this website will help them out too?
So the web app we've developed is meant for use primarily by people with intellectual disability, but also sometimes a person with disability may need support from a carer to participate using the web app. And so what we plan is that people with intellectual disability and their carers sign up to the web app. And in that app, carers and people with intellectual disability can create a library of pictures and videos that demonstrate how a person with intellectual disability might express themselves and their emotional health. We would like then that library to be shared with treating clinicians, and the treating clinician can view the library, get a much more rich understanding of how a person with disability, how that particular person with disability may be expressing themselves and how they have been, not just during the consultation when the person with intellectual disability is there with them, but how the person has been over the interval since they were last seen, because the app collates that information and can present it graphically.
How many people are you expecting to download this app or be connected to the website?
Look, that's a very good question. The app is accessible for anyone and it's free, and we hope that uptake will be good. We know that about 1.8% of the Australian population have an intellectual disability. This proportion is higher in people, First Nations peoples. But we do think that even though that sounds like a relatively small proportion of the population, because the mental health needs of this group are way in excess of their representation in the population, that the app will be of tremendous use.
That's Chair of Intellectual Disability Mental Health at the University of New South Wales, Julian Troller, speaking to Eduardo Jordan.